Praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus. Before beginning this chapter 15 of the book of Matthew, I wish I could sing. At times I do. But this prayer, the prayer of the righteous, only one we know to be righteous, and that's the Son of God, Jesus, the Christ, our Savior. We know him to be righteous. And the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Now, so I thank God that Jesus prayed for me. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, beginning at verse number 9. Jesus said what he said. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That is a righteous prayer from the only righteous one. In others, it's difficult to determine whether their acts be righteous or just a good deed to be seen of men. Evil people do good deeds, and that does not qualify them to be righteous in the eyes of God. A righteous act is something that is known only by the righteous action of a righteous person and the recipient of those righteous deeds, and God only. If it is indeed righteous, it would be done in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So therefore, the only persons aware of that righteous deed would be the recipient of the deed, the righteous person that delivered the deed, and God only, because it would be done in secret. And then God would bless that righteous person openly. So never be misled by a deed that is done openly for the blessing of the deed doer. And if it is done in the name of Jesus, God will receive the glory. So to this prayer, I can't sing, but I feel the need to, I'm encouraged to say this much. My Jesus prayed for me. He had me on his mind. He came to earth and prayed for me. I'm so glad he came. I'm so glad he died. And I'm so glad he raised for me. Ray prayed for me. Yes, he did. Had me on his mind. He took the time to pray for me. And I'm so glad he came. And I'm so glad he died. And I thank the Lord above he rose. Yes, Jesus prayed for me and the entire human race. And though God has unconditional love for us, he proved that being willing to sacrifice his only begotten son. But to be No, not but and to be the recipient of the kingdom of heaven, it is necessary to live according to the blueprint, because the scheme of salvation is based on the information that Jesus came to earth to deliver to all mankind. So the playbook, you could say, for salvation, the old playbook from Genesis to Malachi only identified our weaknesses, but had no strengthening power. The current playbook carried over the laws of God, all 10 of them. We know them as the 10 commandments. That was a carryover. Only thing worthy of carrying over from the old playbook that would assist us with our new playbook are the laws of God. And Jesus expounded in one fashion or another on all those laws. And if you study the current playbook, beginning with the one book broken down into four parts, the one book is, the four parts of the one book are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Though there are similarities in those books, the one thing that is identical in all four books is that he rose on the third day. So the current playbook, if we study it from Matthew to Revelations, we will understand how the scheme of salvation was designed by God. Now, salvation with the new playbook, with the new playbook, salvation is available now. It is acceptable now. Not acceptable. It is available and accessible now because of Jesus. And the one thing that many lack is the desire. Salvation, available, accessible, and desire. If desire would come by having a hunger and thirst for righteousness, which was displayed in God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus. The only righteousness that will prepare us for eternity, which I personally am convinced that eternity is longer than forever. Figure that one out. So anyhow, I'm going to pray that prayer once again, not with the intention of singing it, because I'm going to pray the prayer from my heart, which was delivered unto us in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, O Lord, from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And Heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' holy name we pray this prayer. And we say amen, amen, and amen again. Matthew chapter 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus ye have made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. That is located in Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 13 in that area. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard the saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out unto the draught? But those things which proceeded out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And the great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples said unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to feel so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came unto the coast of Magdala. I found it quite interesting. In chapter 15, verses 16 through 20, it has been said for some has said, taken a position that alcohol defiles the temple of God, which is the church that has been baptized for the remission of their sin. That is the church. And alcohol, according to scripture, in no way defiles the temple of God. If alcohol was against God, then Jesus would have turned the water into better tasting water and not wine. Because Jesus turned the water to wine for that celebration. If alcohol was offensive to God, that would make Jesus a hypocrite? No. He clarified what defiles the temple of God. It's those things which he've outlined in that passage of scripture. So to say drinking is ungodly, the Bible makes clear in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 18, when Paul's letter to them, to the Ephesians, was, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And I say also, be filled with the Spirit of heaven, the Spirit of God, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So be not drunk in excess. A little wine is not ungodly for consumption, according to the Bible. So you must always measure those things that are harmonized or spoken by man, use the word of God as a measuring stick. Because it could be at times they themselves were drunkards, and some may still be, but not in the presence of man. Because to be drunk is a sin against God and in the presence of man. You can't sin against man. So that's chapter 15 of the book of Matthew. And I'm certain that I did not touch on as much as could be highlighted in this chapter or any chapter that we study. And I hope in my prayers that when we are studying, that you have your Bible open in order to better consume what it is the discussion is about. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Until the next time, amen.